Chapter 4. Mr. Rochester went to bed early. The next day people came to see him on business. He saw them in the library, so Miss Farrance's lessons had to be moved. We used one of the upstairs rooms instead. The house was busy, and it was much nicer than it had been. Miss Farrance kept leaving the lessons to look for Mr. Rochester. I got angry, and she sat still. When it was dark outside, I let Miss Farrance go to find Mr. Rochester. He asked Miss Farrance and me to have tea with him. I had to dress up for tea. Mrs. Fairfax got out my black silk dress and a pearl brooch that Miss Temple gave me. I went down to the dining room. Pilot lay by the fire. Miss Farren sat on the floor by Mr. Rochester's chair. He was sitting with his foot on a stool. He wasn't paying any attention to me as I came in and sat down. Mrs. Fairfax sat down and started talking. Mr. Rochester only asked Mrs. Fairfax for tea. Miss Farren suddenly asked Mr. Rochester to give me a present. Mr. Rochester looked at me and angrily asked, "Did you want a present, Miss Eyre? Do you like presents?" "I don't know. Most people think they are nice things," I replied. "I asked what you think," he said. "I need time to think of an answer that is worthy to give you," I replied. "Don't try to be modest. I know Miss Farrance is not a special child, but she has learned a lot from you," he said crossly. "That is the best present to give me. Teachers only want to hear praise for their students," I said. Mr. Rochester didn't sound impressed. He went back to sitting in silence. After tea, Miss Farrance showed me around the room. "Come to the fire," Mr. Rochester said. I sat down and Miss Farrance was told to go and play with the dog. "Where did you come from?" Mr. Rochester asked. "Lowood School," I replied. "How long were you there?" he asked.
8 years," I said.
"What about your parents?" he asked.
"They are dead," I replied.
"Do you remember them?" he asked.
"No," I said.
"Do you have any family?" he asked.
"Not that I have met," I said.
"How did you end up here?" he asked.
"I put an advert in the newspaper. Mrs. Fairfax asked me to come here," I replied. He asked me lots of questions about my life. He teased me about not being beautiful. He blamed me for his horse falling over. He sent me to play the piano. He was judging me. He asked me about my drawings. He wanted to see all of them. I showed them to him. He looked at 3 pictures I had drawn at Lowood. The first one was clouds over the sea. The second one was a hill at sunset. The third was an iceberg with the northern lights behind it. After he had talked about the paintings, he told me to put them away and take Miss Farrance to bed. Mrs. Fairfax told me that Mr. Rochester's older brother had died and he had no family. She said, "His sad thoughts make his mood change very quickly." Mr. Rochester's ankle got better. He went riding every day. When I saw him, sometimes he was nice. Sometimes he was horrible. One night he called Miss Farrance and me down to tea. There was a present for Miss Farrance. Mr. Rochester told me to sit with him by the fire. Miss Farren sat with Mrs. Fairfax and told the housekeeper all about her present. Mr. Rochester looked happy. I stared at him. He caught me staring. "Do you think I am handsome?" he asked. "No, sir," I said. He laughed. "Why not?" he asked. I tried to go back on my answer, but he wouldn't let me. He asked me what I thought about his character. I didn't know what to say. "You are as pretty as I am handsome, but thinking suits you. I want to know you better," he said to me. He asked me questions, and I answered them. The conversation was more like an argument. When it reached 9 p.m, I stood up to take Miss Farren's to bed. Miss Farren's isn't ready to go to bed yet. She is putting on the pink dress I bought her. She is going to come back in a minute. She is going to look just like her mother. It is going to be painful to see. "Stay with me until then," Mr. Rochester said. I didn't understand why he was upset. He told me that he had loved Miss Farren's mother. He told me about all the money he had spent on her and that he thought he was loved by her. He went to see her one night and found her with another man. He fought a duel against the man she was with. Celine Varens, Miss Varens's mother, said that Miss Varens was Mr. Rochester's daughter and he had left her to run away to Italy. After he had finished telling me the story, he said, "In a few days you will come and tell me that you have found somewhere new to work and that you don't want to teach a girl who was abandoned by her mother." "Not at all. I like Miss Farren's. I will not abandon her," I said. The more time I spent with Mr. Rochester, the more I liked him. I even thought he was handsome. One day, 8 weeks after Mr. Rochester had arrived, I went to bed and heard a strange noise. It came from above me. I was scared. I couldn't sleep. I heard a horrible laugh outside my door. "Who is there?" I cried. I heard steps outside my door. I got out of bed to go to Mrs. Fairfax. Outside my door, the corridor was full of smoke. It smelled like something was on fire. The smoke and smell both came from Mr. Rochester's room. I ran to Mr. Rochester's room. I opened the door. Mr. Rochester was asleep on his bed, and the room was on fire. I tried to wake him up. When I couldn't, I put out the fire with jugs of water. The water woke up Mr. Rochester. I told him what had happened. He told me to sit down in his chair. He gave me his cloak to keep warm. Mr. Rochester went to check the house. When he came back, he said, "Don't say anything about this to anyone. You should go to bed. I will sleep in the library." "Good night," I said. "Wait. Thank you for saving my life," he told me. He looked like he was going to say something else, but he stopped himself. "I am glad I was awake," I replied. He held my hands for a long time. Eventually, I went to bed. I was confused about Mr. Rochester. The next day, he went to the Lees for a party. He wasn't coming back for at least a week. I was very upset. I thought he loved me, but I was wrong. I sat down with a mirror and drew my portrait. I wasn't pretty. I called it Portrait of a Governess.